are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We are coming into 4th of July week. God bless America. I love this holiday. It's hot. It's really hot. And a lot of dangerous stuff happened. So, of course, we're going to review firework safety tips. Come on. We got to do it. It'll be quick. We got to do it. We're also going to be talking about, I guess there's a pageant for Miss Holocaust Survivor. We'll talk about that. We also got a mother arrested for not turning in her Twilight book and DVD to the library on time. So we got some very interesting stories, but not as interesting as what you have to say. Now, looks like we have some people on the phone lines already, so let's take them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Matt calling from Tennessee. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Well, not much. You're so provocative, Dr. Dahlia.
I try.
Thinking about buying fireworks. I haven't bought fireworks like forever. I may have bought some firecrackers when I was a little kid or something, but I don't do that.
They're expensive. I mean, when you buy a pack, like a big, decent pack, you're already at $60, $70. You know what I do is I try to make friends with the neighbors a couple days before, and I just go to their house and watch them light them.
Well, yeah, I've got that going on some, but even then it becomes empty because then you're being usurious.
Well,
why be crafty?
Yeah, you have to, and be cheap. Hey, we're in a recession. You got a question for me, Matt?
No, I don't have a question. I was just really wanted to call up about the butter thing.
Oh, the butter knife?
Butter is seasonal. I know I didn't catch all of your gist of the butter machine with the angle of the knife and everything.
Yeah, I guess there's an art to buttering bread. I guess, you know, most of us, the butter's in the fridge, and so they've developed this knife that helps you hold it at a certain angle. I don't want to do a commercial for the knife, but it was something that made news. I was just talking about some inventive type stuff out there. So I guess they've come up with a knife.
Let's go natural.
Huh?
Let's go natural. In the summertime, you know, butter, natural butter isn't going to get bad unless you leave it for a long time.
Good point.
The summertime, it spreads easy. In the wintertime, put it on in clumps. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Why market something? Why try to come up with a, you know, harebrained idea? And I know you were just reporting it.
Exactly.
I'm not saying it was your harebrained idea.
No worries. I have my own harebrained ideas. I do. Well, man, God bless you.
Understand.
Uh-huh.
You understand, though, that, you know, butter is softer in the summer. Actually, south of the equator right now, the butter would be harder.
I mean, it makes sense to me. Right? That's why you got to churn the sucker. Yeah. Well, you know what, Matt? You are such a sweetheart for calling. You and everybody over there at Tennessee, I hope you all have an awesome 4th of July weekend. Thank you for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. The reason why I need to just discuss firework safety, one is because it's important. Two is because, you know, it's a material during 4th of July. I mean, I can't talk about Halloween type stuff. But three, my brother's step-nephew was playing around with some sparklers. I don't know the exact type. They were in front of the house. They were legal. They were kind of the small-time fireworks, and one ricocheted up and burned off his cornea. So he is now blind in one eye. So we and our family take fireworks extremely, extremely seriously. So, again, here's some firework safety tips from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the ACAPSCA. And Akapasaka says, never allow young children to play with or ignite fireworks. I know they're going to love you. See, dads usually do it. Moms are yelling and screaming, right? Moms are like, don't you dare. You don't touch it. You let your father do it. And, you know, dad wants to look cool. So dad's like, here, buddy, go ahead and light this up. So, again, mamas, make sure daddy's not letting the kids play the fireworks. They say avoid buying fireworks that are packaged in brown paper because it's often a sign that the fireworks were made for professional displays and that they could pose a danger to consumers. I mean, I buy the ones in the packs, but I got to tell you, they're really lame these days. Always have an adult supervise firework activities, but make sure the adult is sober, all right? Parents don't realize young children suffer injuries from sparklers. Do not tie sparklers to your dog tails. That's cruel. And you'll probably be arrested. No tying sparklers to the dog tails. All right. Sparklers burn at temperatures of about 2,000 degrees. That could melt hot metals. Never place any part of your body directly over the firework device when lighting the fuse. Men, that means you. Don't wear boxers. Maybe wear some boxer briefs or tidy whities. Don't keep it hanging. Back up to a safe distance immediately after lighting fireworks. Never try to relight or pick up fireworks that have not ignited fully. Well, you know, if you're spending $70 a pop, you'd think you'd want to kind of reuse, but don't do it. Never point or throw fireworks at another person. Never point or throw fireworks at the radio when the Dr. Dahlia show is going on. Keep a bucket of water or garden hose handy in case of a fire. Beer is not an extinguishant, okay? Light fireworks one at a time, then move back quickly. Never carry fireworks. Oh, this is funny. Never carry fireworks in a pocket or shoot them off in metal or glass containers. Never walk around with a lit firework in your mouth. After fireworks complete their burning, douse the spent device with plenty of water from a bucket, discarded it to prevent a trash fire. Don't splash mother-in-law who's sitting in there with her moo-moo on the sidewalk complaining that it's over already and she's smelling the smoke. I know you want to douse grandma. Don't do it. And make sure the fireworks are legal in your area before buying or using them. And, yes, the Dr. Dahlia show will be on that evening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Call in now.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1580.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.20.58, $8.10.29 for a half ounce, or $405.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.20.58, $8.10.29, and $405.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, toll free, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you that really can't stand letters and it's easier to dial numbers, 1-877-362-3254. Of course, please follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. Android users, download the free Dr. Dahlia Droid app. So this is probably one of the strangest pageants I heard, but it's kind of heartwarming. There is a Miss Holocaust Survivor pageant in Israel where women take part competing to be crowned Israel's first Miss Holocaust Survivor. Now, organizers in Haifa, Israel, say this is a celebration of life, but the event has stirred controversy. Many people don't understand why we would do a pageant of women who survived the Holocaust. But it's not apparently based on their looks. You know, it's also based, from what I understand, on their stories. And the women here, I'm looking at them. I mean, they look very happy. They get to put fancy dresses on and makeup, and they're having a good time, and they share their stories with people. And, you're just kind of looking at this going, okay, that's kind of nice. I mean, you know, these women ranging from 74 years old to 97, wear dresses and earrings and necklaces. They tell of their story. For example, Esther Lieber, a 74-year-old runner-up, fled her home in Poland as a child, hid in a forest, and was rescued by a Polish woman. She says she has the privilege to show the world that Hitler wanted to exterminate us and we are still alive. Yeah, I don't talk too much about my family that got killed. Most of my family was killed in the Holocaust. If it wasn't for my grandmother's family from Germany and my grandfather's family from Austria, the only ones that escaped and left, and they went to Israel, my family, and then they gave birth to my father. And they were the only ones that survived. All my family in Poland, all my family in Austria, all my family in Russia, and my family in Germany died. You know, nobody could believe that this could happen. You know, they were told, all right, leave your homes and flee. And they're like, I'm not going to leave my home and flee. This is everything. This is my home. This was my father's home, my grandfather's home. Why would I leave? By the time they wanted to leave, they couldn't. And, you know, to see families wiped out, Christians, Jews, millions and millions of people, it's frightening. So if they want to do a pageant for some of the Holocaust survivors, I say go for it. I think that's wonderful. I think there's about 200,000, I heard. Was that the number? About 200,000 Holocaust survivors living in Israel? Yeah, 200,000 aging survivors live in Israel. Wow, amazing. Amazing. And it just, you know, and it, you know, the 40s, you know, 39, the, you know, late 30s and early 40s wasn't that far back. I mean, I know we look at, you know, look at it now and, but, you know, if you think about it, you know, something like that, you know, happened, you know, after our Industrial Revolution and when things were modernized and with cars and, you know, telephones and radios and music, you know, and this just happened, you know, so close to where we are right now. And it just blows my mind that, you know, people think it didn't happen, or it could never happen again. I mean, we're having atrocities happen as we speak in all these other countries, and it's just frightening to think that somebody, some dictatorship, could think that's okay. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. Now, this was an interesting study here. They say half of German school children do not know that the Third Reich was a dictatorship. Okay? This is a survey. I'm trying to look at what the survey was called here. All right. Despite being obliged to visit a concentration camp at least once in their school days and learning about Hitler's seizure of power, German students showed a lack of knowledge about their roots. 50% of teenagers polled were also unaware that the East German state was also a tyrannical regime run by communists. The study is called The Late Victory of Dictatorships, after a research survey conducted by researchers at Free University in Berlin. More than 7,500 school pupils aged around 15 were asked how they viewed the various governments that have ruled Germany. Only half were definite that the Nazi government was a dictatorship. Over a third were certain that the former East German government was also a communist dictatorship. Only half said the former West German government was a democracy. 60% were uncertain that the current untitled United German government was democratic. All right, these kids don't know their history. And I don't know if we could criticize only the German students. I don't even think my children have learned about the Holocaust or World War II in their schooling. I mean, I suppose they'll get it in high school. But these were teenagers. These were teenagers in Germany. They said the students most able to tell the difference between dictatorship and democracy were in the former eastern states of Thuringia and Saxony-Anhalt, while those with the least idea were from the western state of North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany's most populated and the most damaged by bombing, aside from Berlin in World War II. Of course, the Third Reich is the name that was given to Germany while Hitler ruled the country from 1933. Of course, after coming to power, he destroyed all political opposition. The Gestapo, police, and the SS obliterated liberals, socialists, and communists, and then Jews, Christians, anybody that didn't join them. Horrible. But, you know, our, you know, younger generations, They don't know. They don't have any idea. I mean, I remember my parents, you know, would watch every Holocaust movie there was. Schindler's List was probably the last movie I saw, but when I was a kid, we had to see them. And it was horrifying. I'd be sitting there crying and bawling and, you know, I don't want to see these. But my parents wanted to make sure we didn't forget. You know what I mean? At that time, that was 30-some years since our family had died. Right? Right? Because that was in the 70s even. So 20-some years. And my family wanted to make sure we didn't forget. And here we are, you know, some decades later. And our school children, they don't know. They aren't being taught. And it, and you know, also a lot of us sometimes, you know, we don't want to touch the subject. I mean, that was, I mean, a horrible, horrible part of our time. But I'm not really sure how history is being presented in these classes. I mean, again, my child's, I mean, I got a child in middle school and a child in grade school. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how it's presented and how much history they get. But I'm shocked that even in Germany, the students don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of students who don't have a clue, the seventh graders who bullied the bus monitor, remember Karen Klein, the 68 years old, apparently they have been suspended from school for a year, a whole year. Now, many of us have seen the video of 68-year-old Karen Klein being bullied. She was insulted by middle schoolers saying she was fat. She was so ugly her kids would kill themselves, and one of her children did commit suicide 10 years prior. Apparently, well-wishers have pledged over $700,000 to help her retire. And from what I understand, she is retiring. Now, these kids, right, were brought to justice when school officials apparently ordered them to undergo 50 hours of community service plus a year of suspension. The boys have not been identified and will receive education at a re-engagement center in New York over the coming year, as well as schoolwork. The center will organize the students' community service with senior citizens and educate them about the effects of bullying. That is wonderful. Sock it to them. Sock it to them. They will be able to apply for readmission to Athena Middle School. By the way, Athena Middle School is in Greece, New York. Isn't that cool? They're going to be undergoing 30 weeks of suspension. Now, these students have actually received death threats. From what I understand, they've all apologized, admitted to wrongdoing. The parents and students have cooperated with the investigation with Green Police investigation. Local school bus drivers and other officials will undergo anti-bullying training over the summer. Yeah, that was one of my questions. Where the heck was the bus driver during all this? Or where were the other chaperones? Why didn't anybody come to her aid? But I got to tell you, I mean, you know, when you see kids that mean, you know, you wonder what kind of adults they're going to be. But good, you can't do that kind of behavior when you're older. I mean, you know, and be successful in life. Teach these kids one hell of a lesson. That's how I look at it. So, yeah, it looks like she's going to retire, and she's got a lot of money to do it on. And, you know, but still, it's a shame she went through what she did. All right, guys. Don't go away. We got more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What was going on with this whole hunger cult where a mother was obsessed to the point where she starved her 16-year-old daughter? Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, a Dr. Andrew Chung, a cardiologist who graduated, I'm trying to see what medical school he was, mixes scripture with his medical advice and encourages his followers to eat just 2 pounds a day of food. And I guess Ebony Berry, 38 years old, who's friends with the doctor, her daughter, Markea Blakely Berry, died on Saturday. And mom was arrested for murder. And I guess they want to now question the doctor. 2 pounds a day of food. Now, 2 pounds a day is, I think, less than half of what we usually eat. I'm still unsure why she would die. I mean, but I'm looking at you know, the less than half. If half of us eat 4,000 calories a day plus 2,000 calories, should probably feed her appropriately. But if they're talking about half of 2,000 calories, then maybe. Dr. Chung is a licensed physician in the state of Georgia, is active online, they say, where his message is hunger is wonderful. Pretty popular on Facebook, has a book saying Be Hungry. And I guess he stays hungry. And from what I understand, the mother, Ebony Berry, is now being charged because of she neglected her daughter and didn't feed her because she thought being hungry was the better way to go. I'm really confused that a doctor could do this. Now, of course, the doctor said it had nothing to do with her death. I don't advocate starvation. He doesn't think the mom was following his advice. But, you know, run everything by the doctor that you trust. There's a lot of things out there, and there's a lot of claims, and there's a lot of books, and if something doesn't sound right, now, yes, starvation diets people do all the time. Skipping meals, the grapefruit diet was an excellent example. We didn't think we were starving ourselves in the 80s, but would eat grapefruit, would lose weight. When we were hungry, would eat another grapefruit. We were hungry again, would eat another grapefruit. What is a Demi Moore's diet? Three Red Bulls a day with a little bit of lettuce and a teaspoon of tuna. And that's how she stays, skinny, too skinny. You know, if something does, I know everybody wants to be slim. I know we're against obesity, but you know, if you look at what, again, you're only given one body. I discuss this all the time. You're only given one body. And I can't stand, you know, when I see people treat their cars better than their bodies. So now we have a teenager who died. She was only 40 pounds. The average weight of the 16-year-old girl should have been about 115 pounds. How could this happen? Apparently, the doctor graduated from Emory University Medical School, ranks top 25 in the country. Huh. He denies his teachings being a cult, even after the death of the 16-year-old girl. So like I said, when in doubt, check it out. If you ever have a question and can't tell, just run it by me. That's why I'm here, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. There's no way we're going to check. We're going to run it by you, Dr. Dolly, because you're not going to like it. You don't like anything. Well, it, you know, it's not that I do dislike a lot. I do. You know, honestly, it's common sense. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been some conflicting studies about low-carb Atkins diet. Some say low-carb is the best diet. Others are saying, nah, don't go there. Don't go there with the low-carb. I mean, honestly, the best way to lose weight is moderation. Making sure you diversify. You know, when you start eating the same thing over and over and over again, you know, your body needs to have vegetables, your body needs to have fruits, your body needs to have fiber. And a lot of times we get into a habit just eating our junk food, and we get into a habit with our exercise, even with our exercise. I would exercise for years and all of a sudden start gaining weight. I'm like, why am I gaining if I'm exercising? Because my body got used to that form of exercise. You need to switch it up a little bit, but switch it up healthily. If you've been doing cardio the whole time, maybe you should do some weights. Maybe you should do some Pilates. You know, if you love having English muffins in the morning, maybe you should mix it up and have a bran muffin. Now, I know many of you are making vomiting sounds. I don't like bran muffins. Again, the big problem why a lot of us don't eat bran is we don't want it to kick in the middle of our workday. You know, so then maybe do your breakfast for dinner. I always thought that was one of the most brilliant diets. You do your breakfast for dinner. Make sure you get your bran. Of course, I'm not talking bacon. You know, maybe some egg whites, bran, some fruit, etc. Have breakfast at night for dinner. This way, also, it's not your biggest meal. You know, everybody they eat their biggest meal of the day at night. Not the best. But, you know, these low-carb diets. You know, I remember seeing one of my family members go on the low-carb diet. And he ordered a steak. We went to dinner. He ordered, I think, cheese on his steak. He's like, I eat steak and cheese. And I'm losing weight. And I mean, we all knew. When we saw that coming around the bend, we're like, this can't be good. And, you know, maybe you do lose some weight and initially cholesterol dropped. But how could that be healthy? Use common sense. Now, do we eat too many carbs? Absolutely. You know, and sometimes we'll say low carb, not because we really want you on as little grams of carbs as possible, but to remind you to cut back on the bread. Like, for example, you know, many of you will eat, you know, a Big Boy or a Big Mac, and you got bread in the middle. We'll take the bread out. Okay, I'm not saying that's the best diet, but sometimes when you keep using the term low carb, it reminds people, okay, let me maybe cut back on the rice. Instead of eating a whole bowl that could feed a family, maybe I should just have a cup of rice the size of my teacup type of thing. You know, a lot of our low-carb diets still have too many carbs in it. But we're talking about the people that go to hardly nothing, no carbs at all. They lose weight quickly, but they're constipated, they're not happy, and they just pack on the weight very quickly. So my recommendation would be, again, in moderation, but definitely cut back on your portions. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a growing number of women are stealing their kids' Adderall, and women have admitted it. They're under pressure. They don't get enough sleep. They have to function, and they will use the Adderall such that they will clean and, you know, cook and prepare and do what they need to do. And this is starting to be a pandemic across America. Many of them are in their 20s to 30s, have admitted stealing the drug. Apparently, between 2002 and 2010, there was a 750% increase in Adderall prescriptions for women between 26 and 39. So that's not including the women who are stealing it from the kids. Look how many people are on Adderall. All right. And many of these women may not really have had ADD. And we've talked about ADD. Many of my patients will say, Dr. Dahlia, I have ADD. And I'm like, why? Well, I took my friend's Adderall and wow, did I concentrate more? Wow, I got stuff done. Well, of course, if you give speed to anybody, with the exception of a patient who's manic, they're going to concentrate more. You know, don't diagnose yourself because the medication worked. You see? Right? I mean, if you take a high blood pressure patient, if you take a high blood pressure pill and the blood pressure drops, but you didn't have high blood pressure to begin with, that doesn't mean you have high blood pressure. Okay? Taking a form of speed like Adderall will make you concentrate more. We'll give you energy. You'll get a lot done. You'll probably keep a clean house. But that doesn't mean you have ADHD. Do a lot of us have ADD? I think from as a society, yes. We can't wait for the phone calls. We don't wait for letters anymore. We get emails. We get texts. We don't even wait for our food. We fast food it or we nuke it. So, yes, I think overall as a society, we've become more and more impatient. But I don't think many of us have the true ADD that needs to be, treated with speed. All right, so moms, lay off your kids' medication. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkin. Plant Skid Repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. Plant Skid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not Plant Skid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at plantskid.com. That's plantskyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, to heck with rescue breasts, why don't they just inject the oxygen straight into the person's blood? Well, I guess that's what scientists are doing. They have discovered a new way of administering oxygen into the blood to allow people to stay alive who can't breathe. The procedure works by injecting these oxygen molecules, enclosed in fatty molecules, directly into the bloodstream. And this could possibly add an extra 30 minutes of life when they can't breathe. Brilliant idea. Way to go. John Kerr of Boston's Children's Hospital apparently was inspired by this after he experienced a patient's tragic death. There was a young girl whose pneumonia led to fatal brain damage. Doctors were unable to place her on a breathing apparatus in time to save her. So he started working on the idea of just bypassing the pulmonary system and inserting oxygen directly into the blood. Now, thus far, early experiments show that this could work. Apparently, he says, we drew each other's blood, mix it in a test tube with the microparticles, and watch blue blood turn immediately red. Remember, oxygen, all right, works with your heme and turns it bright. We got to go through that because that's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, I want to get through the story. Injecting pure oxygen to the bloodstream in gas form failed miserably when attempted 100 years ago because it formed dangerous bubbles in the veins. So it needs to be transported in a substance such that it could be suspended in a liquid for injection. I mean, pure oxygen will blow up. You got to be careful in how you hold it and plunge it and administer it. They found that these little lipid fatty molecules was the best way to retain oxygen after using sound waves to trap the two substances together into particles so small that they could only be seen with a microscope. The particles were then made up into a liquid, which is very heavily oxygenated, carrying 3 to 4 times the oxygen content of what we need. Liquid solution injected into animals with abnormally low levels of blood oxygen. Blood returned to normal within seconds. When it was administered to animals who were unable to breathe, they remained alive for 15 minutes and were at lower risk of health complications. They think on humans this could last up to 30 minutes. Now that could give us crucial, crucial time and very valuable time. I mean, this isn't something you could do long term. But this could be hopefully something, a technique that could be routine for doctors and paramedics. You store it in syringes, have it on every crash cart, transport hospital, etc. This is some fascinating stuff. You know, now I'm happy. I mean, there's been some real stupid studies, like this one here. Are muscle men sexist? A survey carried out, look at the comparison of what one researcher is doing versus this one. Here, survey carried out by the University of Westminster Academics found men who wanted to be more muscular were more likely to agree with statements such as, I feel that women flirt with men just to tease them or hurt them, and drunk women is worse than drunk men. What? All right, what's going on? What are these? We think men who hold oppressive beliefs about women are also more likely to endorse traditional stereotypes of masculinity. This is their big study. They say beefing up their own bodies is a way of making themselves into stereotypes. Men desire this, want women to be thin, and hold other sexist attitudes and beliefs. Most of the men surveyed were white. 38.5% were single. 31%, really, they were, really, most of them were, no, not most were single, huh? 31% were going out with someone. 23.9% were married. Okay, how does this help us? How does this study help us? All right, I am so excited about that oxygenation blood study. Now we're talking. Now, this is also cool. Let's go back to our cardiovascular system. They say this broken heart syndrome that we've talked about on the show many times that puts you at high risk of dying. If your loved one dies, your risk of heart attack that first week just exponentially rises, and even so within the first month. But now scientists think that this quote-unquote broken heart syndrome actually may protect you. Apparently, this syndrome is called Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. And what they believe happens is the heart has a balloon-like appearance. And even though people thought that this resembled a heart attack and studies have shown, no, they aren't having a heart attack. It's almost like a defense mechanism, but not like a real swelling. You know how when you hurt your knee swells up to protect it? They say the same condition is sometimes seen in people injected with adrenaline to treat severe allergic reactions. Now, apparently this Imperial College London study on rats suggests the body changes in response to adrenaline from broken heart syndrome. by switching from its usual role in stimulating the heart to reducing its pumping power. This results in acute heart failure. Most patients make a full recovery within days or weeks. They believe the switch might have evolved to protect the heart from being overstimulated by the high doses of adrenaline the body releases during stress, so your heart doesn't overpump, not get a good fill. Very interesting stuff. They say adrenaline stimulatory effect on the heart is important for helping us get more oxygen around the body. But in stressful situations, it can be damaging if it goes on for too long, which is why we see, you know, deaths in marathon runners and cardiac muscle damage of the myocytes, obviously. In patients with Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, they say adrenaline works in a different way and shuts down the heart instead. Now, of course, it doesn't shut down the heart. The heart still works. But they think that is how the heart is being protected from overstimulation. So what they did is researchers tried to simulate the condition by injecting high doses of adrenaline in anesthetized rats. Heart muscle contraction, and I'm getting this from Daily Mail online, too. This was great. I got to tell you, they had some great science studies today. And they said the rats were protected from fatal overstimulation of the heart, suggesting adrenaline acts through a different pathway than usual, which protected the heart from toxic levels of adrenaline. Now, some drugs that do treat broken heart syndrome, like beta blockers, etc., can still be used. But this is kind of interesting, that where, you know, your body is trying to protect itself without medication. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what's going on here? Termites in a woman's safe eats through about $40,000 in cash. I don't know what's news, that somebody actually has a termite problem that would eat through a safe, or where or the termites got into the safe, or somebody actually has that much cash. I mean, in this recession, really? Apparently, a Taiwanese woman's safe was supposed to be blast and fireproof, but it didn't protect her from termites. Apparently, they ate through close to $40,000 in cash. She had been saving the money to study abroad. Oh, that's horrible. She turned to Taiwan's investigation bureau to help exchange her bundles of damaged notes for new ones after she found that the cash had been eaten by termites. Unfortunately, they were only able to piece together a quarter of the notes. That is horrible. She's identified by her surname Chen, had graduated from Taipei University last year, was going to spend money to study abroad. That is a lot of money. So the Bureau urged people, put your money in the bank, not in your safe. But aren't these banks failing? Put the money in the bank. Wow, I would have never seen that one. Termites getting in to a safe. Whew. And I thought I'd never see $30,000 in cash. All right, wow. All right, we're coming up on the end. We have a big holiday week this week. I want you all to be safe. If you have any medical questions, please, I'm still working. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to download the Droid app, Android app. It's free. You can listen to Dr. Dalia anytime. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. But most importantly, be safe and God bless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.